SaaS startups go slow on hiring and big on AI spends. Fireside Ventures just raised around $230 million for their fourth fund. India tightens grip on Chinese CCTV market. Swiggy Snack and Blue Tokai have split over strategy mismatch.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. First up, let's look at this big shift brewing in the SaaS world. Remember when SaaS startups were hiring like there was no tomorrow? Well, that's not happening now. So SaaS startups are hitting pause on big hiring plans and are instead pouring that budget into AI copilots, internal agents, and automation tools. So think of it as less team lunch photos on LinkedIn, more automated dashboards doing the work of three interns. So Arvind Parthiban of SuperOps summed it up as people plus AI, not fewer people to cut costs, but to build smarter organizations. So another founder, Vijay Rayapati from Atomic Work, calls it the Uber AI mode, diverting 20% of the hiring budget into AI that supposedly pays off in under a year. So the math here is that AI tools cost around, let's say, $20 to $40 per employee per month. So hiring a person costs well more, right? So they don't come with 99.9% uptime. That's the reason why many founders are doubling down on AI spends. Well, it's not just founders as well. Investors are on board too. The bet here is that higher revenue per employee and future-proof organization. So whether this leaner AI-first SaaS play works for long term, that's a story for another day. So from leaner SaaS to a venture capital ecosystem, looks like Fireside Ventures is back with Fund 4. So the early stage consumer VC is raising around $230 million, the same size as its 2022 fund, but with a more global edge this time. So they've filed with SEBI and are talking to both old and new LPs, including those from overseas. If you have observed, more than startups, VCs are definitely more in the news lately. So Fireside basically joins other VCs like A91 and Bessemer, Axel, who are all bulking up their fund sizes as well. Just to give some background on Fireside, since 2017, the VC firm has backed 50 plus consumer brands. They back startups like Yoga Bar and The Sleep Company. They now manage over 3,000 crore rupees in assets. So with India's consumption story staying strong and investors sitting on a pile of dry powder, this fund could be well timed. All right, next up, India's Ministry of Electronics and IT, or MeitY, just tightened the screws on the CCTV industry, putting hundreds of MSMEs and Chinese-dependent players on shaky ground. From April 21, it's mandatory for CCTV makers to get certification from Standardization Testing and Quality Certification Body. So that means no certification, then no sales, not even for government tenders. So this is part of India's effort to boost cybersecurity and reduce dependency on Chinese components, which make up over 80% of our CCTV market. So a subtle nudge towards Atmanirbhar Bharat here with a side of national security. So the Telecom Equipment Manufacturers Association is basically supporting this move, but not everyone's actually cheering it. The Federation of All India IT Association wants that more than 1,000 MSMEs and around 4 lakh jobs could be in trouble because of this one move. So why? Because certification requires vendors to own the source code. And if your camera came with instructions in Mandarin, well, good luck. The upside here is that non-Chinese players like Realtek and Novatek might finally get their moment in the sun. But let's wait and watch whether more industry players will voice out against this or quietly adapt to the new rules in the name of compliance and survival. All right, before we wrap, coffee lovers out there, this one's for you. So Swiggy Snack and Blue Tokai are no longer brewing together. Yes, so barely 3 months after they tied up to deliver specialty coffee in under 15 minutes, the partnership's been called off. So sources tell us that it came down to, well, what else, pricing disagreements and a menu mismatch. Blue Tokai had ideas about what should go on the menu and Swiggy had different plans. In the end, it just wasn't scalable. If you're opening the snack app hoping for a quick cortado, sorry to disappoint. The two brands have quietly parted ways and the beans have gone cold. Meanwhile, the 15-minute delivery race is only heating up. We've been talking about it in this podcast. Zepto Cafe pioneered the space back in 2022. Blinkit launched Bistro in December and Zepto even spun off a dedicated app soon after. So fast food just got faster, but even in the express lane, partnerships need more than speed. They need better strategies. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and shout out to our reporters from the tech and startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Thanks a lot, listeners. Again, tune in to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.